Things you can do in 15 minutes. Walk the dog. Make a smoothie. Meditate. Now you can add creating a personalized retirement plan to that list. Schedule your complimentary 15-minute call with Heckman Financial Services today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Keyword.
That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
The daily grind, the commute, the weekday schedule, all of those things go away when you finally get to retirement. But when your free time begins, do you know what else goes away? Your paycheck. And do you know what doesn't go away? Your income taxes. Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking about that today on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. He is right here in Silicon Valley and here to help you have a remarkable retirement. I want to first start off by giving you this phone number, 800-454-1184. Call for a complimentary appointment. You can even text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. And we want to make sure that you have confidence in your retirement. Get this complimentary toolbox along with Eric's book, Worry Less Wealth, and you can get some educational materials on top of that. Just text the word TOOLBOX to 800-454-1184. And you can find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. Eric, so happy to be here with you today.
Yeah, Luann, and it's definitely a good timely topic to be talking about taxes, not for tax filing, but
right,
for what the reality of taxes really are. And that's what I'm talking about, is tax planning, because so many people focus on tax reporting, but that's all over and done with. We need to know, how do we stop this? How do we fix it, right? Not what happened.
Exactly. We need to be thinking about our taxes, not just in tax season, but honestly, year round.
Yeah. So, I mean, one of the things that people don't do much of is actually plan how to take that money out of all those different buckets. So if you think about it, you've got that tax deferred bucket. That's the 401ks, 403b, 457. You got IRAs, all that. You said, don't tax me now, tax me later. Guess what? You never asked when later was.
Right.
And later is when you retire. And boom, yeah, all of a sudden you have to pay taxes. And so, that's one of the things that you need to be thinking about, how much you're going to take out of taxable accounts, like savings accounts, brokerage accounts, those things. And then ideally, you have a lot in tax-free, which would be Roth, life insurance, cash values, other things like that. And when you look at all that, okay, how do you blend that together to get a lower tax bracket?
Yeah, a lower tax bracket. Exactly. That's what we need. Are people assuming they're going to be in a lower tax bracket when they get into retirement?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of people do, and a lot of people, when I always tell people taxes are way more complicated than retirement, and then after they retire, they finally agree with me. But beforehand, it's kind of like, I was talking a different language, they just go, huh, whatever.
Like, what?
And so, so that's one of the big problems. I mean, wow, I mean, we had one of the most crazy examples I've ever seen just occur. I actually had a client going, what happened to our taxes? What went wrong? Why do all of a sudden we owe a bunch in tax? And so they're a married couple. They were, 3 years ago, when they were just kind of first retiring, their Social Security was around $80,000 between the two of them. And now it's up to 86 with the, the pay raises, right? So in 2 years, they've gone up $6,000. So that's nice, right?
Yeah.
However, the taxation on their Social Security 2 years ago was, I think, $23,000. A year ago, it was $50,000. This year, $73,000.
What?
So they took out a lot of money from their tax-free, their taxable money, their savings accounts, their other regular dollars.
Right.
Then they had to start taking more money from IRA. Well, guess what? That IRA, even though their Social Security is the same, that IRA withdrawal drove up the taxation on their Social Security. Now, according to the tax stuff, they went up 4%. They went from 15% or 11% effective bracket to up to 15. So that doesn't sound much.
Right.
Their total tax went from $9,000 to $21,000.
Oh my gosh.
So you kind of go, hold it. How can their bracket change so tiny? I mean, they're actually in the same 22% bracket, but how can their their effective bracket be so small, but yet so much of a huge change? Well, that's because, again, the Social Security got so much more taxed. And that's one of those things that people just don't pay attention to. Now, unfortunately for them, there's not much we can do because they came to me right before they retired, and all their money, all of it, is in pre-tax type accounts, all IRAs. And when all you have is IRAs, there isn't tax planning. There's just pay the tax.
Oh my goodness.
So if you're in your 50s, 60s, before retirement, there's things we can do. There's ways we can fix this, prevent this. But wow, if you wait that long, oh, it is tough because of, yeah, if you only have one type of dollar to take tax on, guess what? Yeah, you're going to pay taxes on that. Yeah. And there's not much we can do about it. So one of the things that we've done is we've set up this digital toolbox. This toolbox is really cool. It's a lot of different little downloads where you can educate yourself on your own time. All these reports are 10 to 15 pages and with graphics and stuff. So this is not super heavy reading, but it gets you the data that you need. And so we can talk about taxes and retirement. Will your money last? You can get a copy of my book, Worry Less Wealth. And you can even set up a time if you wanted to talk and have some questions there. So, you know, again, if you want to have access to this toolbox, all you have to do is simply text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
All right. And I do want to mention, you can call right now because we have operators standing by. You can get some help right now as you're listening to this show. Thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So is there any way we can find out, you know, how certain sources of income like Social Security will be taxed ahead of time?
Well, it's pretty simple. You just, yeah, you do an income plan, right?
So go to somebody like you and you can find out.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I mean, really, that's the simplest answer for me. But, you know, there's all sorts of different types of taxations in retirement. And that's the really complicated part. Luckily, our planning software has all that thing, all those, you know, ramifications in there, because Social Security especially is, you know, 50% taxable to one level, 85 to the next. It's not state taxable for most states. So it's very confusing on the taxation part. Obviously, if you have stuff in like a brokerage account or, you know, investment account that's a regular account, you've got cost basis plus gains, and, you know, the gains are taxable, but the cost basis isn't. So, yeah, it's not so cut and dry that it's going to be, hey, this is going to be my tax bracket. The one that's really sneaky is if you make too much money, including your Social Security, including tax-free municipal bonds, that could cause your Medicare premiums to start going up. And they can go up over 200% if you make too much money.
Yeah. Ooh.
And so these are things that normal tax planning software, you know, all the computer programs that you do your software on, none of those have this type of planning in it. And so, yeah, that's why it's really critical to understand this before you get there. Mm-hmm. Typically now, a lot of people are retiring and they're not often turning on Social Security right away. They might be wanting to get that check to be a little bit bigger. So say they retired at 65 and their full retirement age is 67. So, you know, they're going to wait those two extra years. Well, that means you have pretty much no taxable income. And so what could you do then? Well, you could be doing some Roth conversions, making some of that money now tax-free for the rest of your life at a super low bracket because you have no other taxable income. Hmm. Now, once you have Social Security, then now you've got a baseline of income coming in. And then now, which used to be 70 and a half, used to be 72. Now at age 73, you have required minimum distribution. That's when you have to, even if you don't need to, you have to take money out of those 401ks and IRAs. And then your tax bracket's going to be even higher. So if you plan this out, if you plan ahead of time, you know, you can actually get this, you know, a lot of these monies converted at a really cheap tax rate. And even right now, the taxes are down a lot lower. We know at the end of 2025, which is only 3 years away, that tax brackets are going to jump back to where they were. And so that's going to be a lot higher tax. So when do you want to buy something at the store? Well, when it's on sale.
Exactly.
Taxes are on sale. Now's the time to do that planning. So again, yeah, you could call us, set up a time if you want, or just go again and get that digital toolbox. You can just text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800 855-454-1184. Or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. We're not done. We'll be right back with more.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer, and the mission of Heckman Financial is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. And, you know, as we do approach retirement, we are headed into some unknown territory. We've been working 30, 40 years in our careers, and all of a sudden we face retirement, and it's a whole new world. And, Eric, I kind of want to break into song, into the Aladdin song, It's a Whole New World. You know, I know you had boys, but I don't know if you ever saw the Aladdin one show where they're on the carpet and they're singing. It's a whole
new world. They all did theater. They would go along with that.
It's a whole new world. It's different than our parents and our grandparents. So we're going to talk about some helpful ways to protect our retirement income. But first, I want you to tell us how retirement has changed.
Well, the probably biggest one, of course, is the good old pension, right?
Yeah.
And unless you're, you know, around here, maybe a long time Lockheed or Northrop, or, you know, you work for the government, you know, or a teacher or something like that. Those still have some pensions, you know, public safety people. But for the most part, yeah, most of us, no more pensions, right? No more 25 years, get the gold watch and have that money for the rest of your life. And you can kick back on the rocking chair and, you know, hang out or whatever. Now, a lot of us don't want to kick back on the rocking chair because that just sounds really boring, especially to me. I mean, I hate just sitting on the beach. That's horrible. I want to go and be in the waves or do something. So, it's definitely changed. But I think that's probably the number one thing is that income security. And now, sadly enough, I mean, you know, anybody who logs onto their Social Security statement at, you know, you can go to ssa.gov, get the one of those statements, the Social Security Administration statements that they used to mail you, and now they've gone paperless. And, you know, you go there and they have that little thing that says, you know, usually around 2035 or something, you know, it changes a lot, but, you know, that there's going to be a point where they can only pay 80 or 79% of their payments. And that's scary, right? Because not only do you not have a pension, but now there's some sort of question mark at some point in Social Security payments. So yeah, that's changed a lot because it's all you now. It's nobody else, right?
Right. Here's the deal. We do not know the date of our finish line, right? And so we don't know what that journey in retirement is going to be like, whether it's going to be 40, 50 years or shorter or full of, you know, issues with health and all that. So tell us how you help your clients develop more confidence and clarity that their money is going to last no matter what happens.
Yeah, and that's always kind of a moving target, right? Because like you said, there's no finish line. I mean, well, there is a finish line. It's kind of, I don't know if it's a finish line or an end line, right? So it's kind of like a game over line, I guess, maybe almost a better thing. But hopefully that game over is quite the ways down, right? And so that journey through that game till it finally ends. Yeah, how do you make sure you know you've got enough? How do you make sure that that's going to keep going? And, you know, and then also, how do you fit other goals in? Like, I had one client that, you know, they've really had a dream of buying a beach house, and they've done a really fantastic job of saving and building up money. And, well, one thing is they didn't have kids, which saves you a ton of money.
It doesn't, though.
I had three of them. And, you know, but so, yeah, we said, okay, hey, let's run some numbers. And so we kept going back and forth, and that was able, now they were able to see that, yeah, they could buy a beach house, and it's not going to, you know, kill their retirement dreams and stuff. And you know, they may not want to retire early because it might be a little tougher. And so that's the cool thing is when you can see that and you can test it and you can model it and know it's there with taxes, inflation, everything all in there. What that tool is actually called is an income plan. And it's got to be written. It's got to be something that you can update every single year. And it's got to account for, like I said, everything. Income tax, inflation, all your spending. If you retire early, how are you going to pay for health care? Then make sure you remember to account for health care 65 on. All those types of issues need to be in that plan. And then, of course, you have to figure out how do I invest, not for accumulation anymore, but how do I invest for money, right? I got to turn those dollars into paychecks now, or what we like to call playchecks, right? How do I have money to play with? And so now you need to make sure you have some foundational assets because you can't afford to just say, oh, I'm not going to take money out this year. Well, if you're retired, you don't have a choice, right? You need to keep spending money and living. And so you can't just wait for the market to recover. So that's why you need some foundational guaranteed money. You need some of that steady income money. It's always paying you cash flow. That's not, you know, beholden to all the market whims, and then have the remainder in the market. But it can't be invested like how it was when you were working, because you can't have 100% of your money in the market. That's too scary, too crazy, and too all over the place. So, you know, that's how we help people do that. And our process is called Building the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. So we do that income plan, do that investment plan, and then more importantly, throw in the tax planning around that. I mean, we are not somebody who says, oh, go talk to somebody else about taxes. That's stupid, I think. So, you know, you got to be able to talk about income, investments, and the tax ramifications of everything in there. And then, of course, cover healthcare. How's that going to be spending and what's that going to be like? And then legacy. Make sure all those beneficiaries are up and running the right way and make sure your people you like get the money, not the government, not the attorneys. Again, this is something that we've been doing for radio listeners. We've been waiving our $1,500 planning fee and just saying, hey, let's just go ahead and get this planning done. We'll show you what path you're on because everybody has an income plan. Even if they don't know where they're headed, you're headed someplace. And then we'll show you, you know, that course. And then at the end of that second meeting, when we show you that income plan and that investment, healthcare, tax, legacy plan, then we'll say, here's some issues you need to fix. And then at that point, that's when you decide if you want to work with us or not. But again, this is so critical for people. You know, if you want to just take some time out of your day and say, hey, let's get this done. Let's make sure I'm taken care of because I'm the most important person to me, right? Always. And then you can take care of your loved ones and everybody else. We have a lot of tools up in our toolbox. And that's one of the things that you can request. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can call and leave a message and request the toolbox. That's at 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can download all the resources there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, this toolbox is complimentary. So this is just a way to honestly transform your worries of retirement into confidence. So all you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox, something that we want you to get free of charge. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So thanks for joining us. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. And Eric, I've told you before, my husband and I are a perfect example of a couple who did it all wrong. We were one of those people who said, oh, well, when we have extra money, we'll start saving for retirement. You know, we were just spending, doing everything when the kids were younger. But now here we both are, you know, 60s and looking retirement in the eye. If we came to you today wanting to retire, you would have to tell us, well, you know, you got a little shortfall, probably have to work the rest of your life. I don't think we're alone, but how do you help people like us?
Yeah, so I mean, it's always fun when I can say, hey, your money's going to last for the rest of your life, no problem, everything looks great, you're on track. Yeah, but that doesn't always happen. And so, yeah, a lot of times, you know, I mean, I've had some people that had really kind of, literally I had one person who, she had been divorced and had some other setbacks and stuff, but she wanted to have $7,000 a month. So that's $84,000 a year. Mm. And she had saved up $120,000.
Oh, dear. A little short.
So it's like, have you done any math? I mean, you don't have to be a mathematician to really know that, you know, that withdrawal rate. Okay, 2 years later, you know.
That's it.
Okay, maybe once you have Social Security, maybe you only have to take out half. So maybe you can last 4 years. I mean, it's not enough, right? And so, you know, that's when you have to figure out, okay, what else can you do? You know, can you, if you own a house, can you get a reverse mortgage and pay off that mortgage? And then maybe you don't need seven, maybe you only need 4,000 a month now, right? I mean, there's lots of things, a lot of creative things you can do, but lots of times the answer may be that you got to work a little bit longer. And, you know, that sucks. That's not as fun, but, you know, that might be the reality. You know, the other thing is maybe you also get a job for fun, you know, something that a client who moved up to Bend, Oregon, and that was her big goal, was she'd been working at HP for 30 plus years and was just so burnt out. She just wanted a job that, you know, at 5 o'clock, she's off work. She doesn't think about work until she shows up at 9 the next day.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Not something she was at home emailing crazy and doing stuff and all that. And so, yeah, so that's the big deal of trying to figure out how you're going to do that. And, you know, it's really a lot of it's about how's money going to last. So one of the things we have developed is this toolbox here that we have. So we've got a lot of resources up there. We've got a copy of my book. We've got a lot of educational materials that you can pick and select from and just download. So again, if that's something you want to grab, super easy. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, or you can even call and leave a message for toolbox, but text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, that's 800-454-1184, or you can download it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Don't you think if you had $1 million saved, that would be enough to retire comfortably? Eric tells us otherwise.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
We're so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor. Heckman Financial is an independent firm, and that means they're going to put you first, and their focus will be on helping you make decisions for your own situation so you can worry less in retirement. That's their goal for you. We have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. Now, becoming a millionaire is kind of a benchmark for all Americans. You know, I've always thought, oh, if only I could save $1 million. But is that even enough to retire with? And Eric, were you a fan of the Austin Powers movies with Dr. Evil in it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Definitely.
My husband can quote Austin Powers big time. But remember when he wanted to put the world up for ransom at $1 million?
Right. Yep.
And the world leaders just laughed at him because $1 million wasn't what it had been before he'd been frozen in time. To me, $1 million is a lot. I think I'd be good with that. But is that enough to retire on? And how do you help your clients determine how much is enough for their situation?
Yeah, well, I'm always scared for people who have a set dollar amount, right? Because of that exact reason. You know, I remember for some reason I was, you were mentioning, you know, Austin Powers and Mike Myers, but
yeah,
when I was a kid, it was more Michael J. Fox and you know, his business-minded character that he had.
Alex Keaton. Yeah.
Alex Keaton. And so, you know, looking at that and, you know, I just remember back then, you know, if you made $100,000, I mean, gosh, $100,000, you'd be so wealthy at that time.
I know.
and you know, now at Stanford, if I think it's up to $125,000. If your family makes less than that and you get into Stanford, you don't have pay tuition.
Oh, wow.
You know, so, I mean, that's how far that number's flipped. And, I mean, the other one is Bare Naked Ladies has a song about, you know, if I had $1 million, Well, then Bruno Mars comes out with, you know, I want to be a billionaire, right? So, that just tells you the inflation just in songwriting, goals, right? So that's how much things change. So the hard part is, yeah, you may get to that goal of that number that you had, but what if that goal really sucks once you get there, right? So that can be scary if that's the number, because what if you shot really low and you get there and then you find you don't have enough money to survive or to have the standard of living that you wanted, right? So a lot of times people use a 4% rule, but math is so much easier at 5%. Yeah, if you guys aren't really good at math, the easiest thing is usually you can do 10%, which move the decimal point over, right? And then cut it in half, and that's 5%. So, $1 million, move the decimal point over, it's 100 grand, cut it in half, 50,000. Mm-hmm. So $1 million, if you weren't trying to spend the principal and you could earn average 5%, you could be getting about 50 grand a year. So, that's $4,000, a month, right? It's not too bad. But of course, then you have to see how much are you spending, right? And how much are you getting Social Security? Are you trying to retire early? So that may or may not work depending on your spending level. I mean, I've met some people that have paid off their house that love to garden and they don't do much outside. They're just very, whatever you want to call it, homebodies, and they love that kind of lifestyle. And they can live on, $3,000-$4,000 a month. So $1 million for them is probably fine. But there's other people who want to do a ton of travel. They want to do fun stuff. They want to go see the world. They want to have dinner in nice restaurants and stuff. And they're wondering how they can only get by on $10,000 a month. Right. So if you're somebody like that, the million's not going to be enough. So, yeah, I think it's better if you have an income plan and you're looking at that income plan and saying, okay, if I need to spend this much money a month, because that's what I'm living on now, or that's what this lifestyle I want, how much do I need to have saved up for that? Because also, there's some tools that can guarantee your money for the rest of your life. Well, those tools sometimes can pay out 6 or 7% because they're paying out your principal and interest, but they're guaranteed, they can't run out. Well, if you're using some of these tools, then your money can last maybe way, way, way longer. And so, by good planning and using everything that's out there financially, that's really the better key. Again, that's why we set up that blueprint to worry less wealth. And what we do is we have a first talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what your concerns. And then we set up a second meeting where we actually show you the path you're on today. And that's up to you if you want to work with us or not. So again, there's no cost. We're waiving that $1,500 planning fee to radio listeners. So 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And again, thank you for listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. So, Eric, what would you say are some lessons we could learn from retirements in the past? Maybe some common mistakes we should try to avoid.
Well, the number one biggest issue is the fancy term is sequence of returns. But I basically call it luck. And luck is a very hard tool to master. Right, because there's no rhyme or reason to it. So, one of the things we use lots of times in if we're doing talks or educational webinars, and you can go to wealthcreatorradio.com and see what things we have upcoming. But one of the things we often will talk about is having one portfolio where somebody took the money out in the 90s, and then that same person took that same money out of that same portfolio in the 2000s, and the difference. This is of a $500,000 portfolio. The difference after 10 years is over $1 million difference in value on
good
500.
Grief. Oh.
So in other words, one was almost out of money and one had made money. And this is with the same investment. You go, hold it. The same investment, one person had tons of money and one person had almost no money. How can that be? Because, it's supposed to be who's the best advisor or who's got the best tools or who's got the best trading stuff, right? You see all that junk on TV or, mm-hmm. Here I'm going to log on to Robinhood and make all this money, or I'm going to do all this day trading and make all this. It's not the investment tools. It was literally the luck of the draw of what were the returns when that person was withdrawing money, because the rules change monstrously when you're withdrawing versus accumulating. Because when you're accumulating the money, ups and downs don't matter because you didn't take anything out. When you're taking it out, it makes a monster, monster difference. So I think the biggest mistake that people don't realize and don't know enough about is the fact that you're going to most likely be retired for 3 decades. And statistically speaking, if you look at the law of the past decades, we've had some good ones and some bad ones. But typically about every decade out of three decades is bad. So the luck factor is, do you get that bad decade the first, the second, or the third decade? Obviously, it's really best to have it in the third decade. But if you have in that first one, you can't all of a sudden unretire and go back to work when you're in your 70s, right? You have to have a plan, and you have to have some other assets, some stuff that's guaranteed, some stuff that pays some steady income. If you have it all market money, you are pretty much guaranteed not to have a great, successful retirement, because you're going to have that bad decade at some point. And what's that going to do? So I think it's probably the number one common mistake that people don't learn from is, or don't know enough about, is the fact that they need to have some other planning for when they withdraw versus accumulate.
So then here's the deal. How do you help people build a retirement plan that's designed to stand the test of time, no matter what challenges they face?
Well, it's all about having options, right? You know, I was a scout, and all my boys were in scouts, and I'm still scout leader. I'll someday get out of it.
I don't know. Then you'll have grandkids.
Yeah, after 15, 20 years, maybe. And one of the big things there, of course, is be prepared, right? And, so you want to have options. And to me, the biggest, scariest thing is anybody who has 100% of their money all in the market, so stocks and bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, if they have 100% of their money in the market, when things go bad, they have zero options. There is no, it's really what you're doing is you're saying, okay, which one was the best because it lost the least? I'm going to sell that, which makes no sense. Because that's kind of like getting rid of your star player because your team's been losing. But you don't want to get rid of the worst thing because it's the one that lost the worst. But that's usually where you should go. So really what you want to do is have some options, have some alternatives. And, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial and stuff. So, if you want to, again, get that toolbox, get some information there. And then if you want to reach out, or if you have somebody in that situation, definitely have them get a hold of us and we can help them a lot. Again, you can either text the word toolbox or just call and request it at 800-454-1184. Again, that's toolbox, 800-454-1184, or request it directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Take advantage of the special offer from Eric and his team. Get some help with your retirement planning. We are not done yet. We'll be right back with more of Wealth Creator Radio.
Things you can do in 15 minutes. Walk the dog. Make a smoothie. Meditate. Now you can add creating a personalized retirement plan to that list. Schedule your complimentary 15-minute call with Heckman Financial Services today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Keyword.
That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
You're listening to Wealth Creative Radio with Eric Heckman, who is here today to help you create a retirement strategy. If you don't have one yet, you need to get one. And we have for you a Wealth Creator Toolbox that you can get complimentary, which includes his book and a whole bunch of other educational reports that can guide you with retirement. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Just text that word toolbox. Eric, we know you get questions all the time about retirement, no matter where you are, whether you're actually working or just, in your leisure. So we're going to dig into your mailbag right now, and I'll ask you some common retirement questions that you've been getting, okay?
Sounds great.
Let you answer them right here. Okay, so here's our first one. Our first one is from Jenny. Jenny says, my husband's been laid off after 27 years of factory work. We had a good amount of money saved in our emergency fund, so we didn't need to panic immediately. I do think we are fine financially if he does retire, but I don't think it will be mentally the right choice right now. Who should we talk to?
Dr. Phil?
The therapist?
The odd part about my job is it does get to be somewhat psychology based. And
yeah,
So that's always a little tough. Making the jump to being retired is often tough, right? Because people say, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And they have so much time. And, I kind of like to call it wantment instead of retirement, where you do what you want versus what you have to do. And it is typically amazing because I would find that 6 to 9 months after somebody's retired, we can barely get a hold of them. And then they find out that like they don't know how they had time to work before the before that. So a lot of times it does change, but it is also very stressful just withdrawing money from the, you know, you've been putting money in one direction, right, for 30, 40 years, just putting it away, and then taking the money back out. People just a lot of times have actually very emotional, even sometimes physical reactions, like it freaks them out of why I don't want to take money out. And it's like, that's why you did it.
That's what it's for. Right?
So, yeah. So it can be tough. Obviously, if you have a income plan and you can see that the numbers work, I think that takes a lot of the worry out of it. And obviously, it's why our processes worry less wealth. So I think that's something where, you know, they could be definitely helped with that in terms of, you know, seeing, okay, are you good financially with being retired? And then it's up to you if you're emotionally ready to be retired. So that's a tougher one, not one I can fully answer.
Do you find sometimes people will retire and then come to you after they've been working with you and come to you and they say, I got to go back to work, I'm too bored or whatever? Do you have that a lot?
A lot of them I jokingly call fail at retirement because they go back and get a job just because, you know, somebody called them. I mean, I actually had one client that took a package from his company, and then his company was so short-staffed that they ended up, you know, hiring him back through a temp agency because they could, since they paid him to leave, they couldn't hire him directly and stuff. And so, yeah, so it was kind of weird because he left and then he was gone for a month or two and then went right back. And so, yeah, he's like, well, it's good money, I might as well keep doing it. And so people do that a lot.
Yeah, I bet so. In fact, I had a friend who did that too. They retired, had a big retirement party for him, and then he went, wow, I'm spending too much money, I better go back to work. So anyway, okay, here's another one for you. This is from Phil. Phil says, I inherited an IRA from my father a few months ago, but I have no idea what to do with it. Where do I start, Eric?
Yeah, these are super dangerous now because you have to be very, very careful. So ever since 2020, there's a new law that says, you know, when you roll these over, so you want to be very careful and roll that into an inherited IRA, or sometimes people call them beneficiary IRAs. And so it still has your father's name on it, and then your name. And so what happens is you now, under the old rules, you could stretch it out for sometimes 20, 30, 40 years, and you just had to take out so much every year. This one, if you inherit that in 2022, you have to have that account spent by 2032.
Whoa.
So you got 10 years to kind of blow through the money. Mm. Doesn't sound very good. Why are you blowing through you know, dad's money that he's worked all his life to save, right? And it's really just to get the tax money back. Obviously, you don't have to spend it, but you do have to withdraw it. So you also don't want to wait till the 10th year and take it all out then, because that could be a nasty tax hit. So often we usually just say, hey, let's take out 10% a year and just, you know, keep taking it out over time. But yeah, you do want to be very careful. So the new rules are, no requirement to withdraw the money, but by the 10th year, it has to be all gone.
Yeah. Okay. So kind of a requirement.
Yeah. So you might as well start doing it now. Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. So, all right. Anybody listening right now, if you have questions about that, certainly Eric and his team are here to guide you with that and a lot more. Eric's phone number, 800-454-1184. Eric, tell them what that appointment is like when they come in and see you, or maybe just virtually in a Zoom call.
Yeah, so usually we just set up a 15 to 30 minute worry less wealth talk where we just find out what you're worried about, what concerns are. It could be on the phone or Zoom, whatever. You know, just kind of go over those basic things. Then from there, what we do is we set up an actual blueprint meeting where we create that blueprint to worry less wealth, where we used to charge you a fee for, but now we're actually giving that free to people listening to this show. And so then what we do is we just go through that income, investment, tax, healthcare, legacy plan. Tell you what's good, what's working, tell you what issues you might want to fix. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or do it on your own. But at least then you get that information that's so critically needed. So yeah, definitely give us a call. Again, you can either text the word visit or call 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Luann Fulmer. We're going through some mailbag questions for Eric. He's answering them on the air for us. This next one is interesting. It's from Al. Al says, is it wrong to not want to leave an inheritance for our kids? They seem to argue all the time over everything, even as adults. Nothing ever seems fair enough. And then Al says, plus we paid for braces and college and cars and weddings. I feel like that should be enough.
It's totally fine. I mean, if you don't think they're going to be good stewards of the money, then Yeah, you don't have to leave it to them. You know, often I find also that, you know, once there may be grandkids, well, then the story might change a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, and so, yeah, you could leave it to different, you know, differently there. You also could leave it to a trust and then have somebody else spend the money out to them. You know, if you've got a friend that's ideally younger than you, because, you know, if they're the same age or older, it may not be as good, but there are options and there's ways to actually build that into a plan. So, yeah, with a good plan, you can have that done.
Here's another one. We have a female now, and this one that she says, Eric, what are some good resources to help me learn more about my options for Social Security?
Yeah, Sarah. So, I mean, with Social Security, there's, you know, probably sometimes I think one of the worst ones is actually calling them, because what I find is they love to be what they think is nice. And they'll often, when my clients are applying for Social Security, they'll actually say, hey, we can get you 6 months backward, but we'll give you this big check. Well, the part they always forget to tell people is, you know, that big check sounds great, right? So, you know, people get very tempted, but it also means that you're going to go backwards 6 months in age and get that benefit, which means you're now locking in your entire lifetime benefits lower.
Less.
Yeah. And so for most people, that's about a 4% drop.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So one of these things where, okay, yeah, it's nice to get that 6 months of check, but now you've lowered your income for life by 4% for forever.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
dear.
So that'd be one thing. There are some unique situations. If you're, you know, widow, there's some benefits. If you're divorced, you know, you can still get your ex's benefit, potentially, you know, half of their benefit if you were married for at least 10 years. So, I mean, their website, Social Security's website, isn't bad. It's, you know, they've done better about improving it and stuff. They do have some tools even on it now to kind of help you figure it out. One big problem with Social Security is they went paperless. So those statements they used to send you, they supposedly send them to you when you're 61, but lots of times people when 61 still don't get them, but every once in a while somebody randomly gets one when they're younger. So who knows what their actual system is? Nobody knows. But yeah, one of the things, the best things you can do is just look it up every year. So, you know, go to ssa.gov, which is socialsecurityadministration.gov, and you can create your own account, get that online anytime you want. And yeah, I would say, like, especially maybe around tax time, great time to be looking that up and just go there and say, hey, what is my Social Security benefit and such? So, you know, if you're just looking that up, just by watching that alone, you're going to at least, you know, get some idea of what it's going to be. So again, all this stuff takes education and knowledge. You know, one of the things that we can do too is we've got a great little tool up in our toolbox. And that's one of the things that you can request. All you have to do is text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Again, you can text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184. Or you can download all the resources there at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Become a wealth creator today. Text VISIT to 800-454-1184 to schedule your 15-minute call with Eric and his team. That's VISIT to 800-454-1184.
Hi, this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worry-less wealth retirement. So we have come to the part in our show where Eric tells us a wealth success story. So this is always a nice lesson of something, you know, that worked out for someone, a good example to see how things can work out the best for retirees. So Eric, why don't you tell us about what you have for us today?
Yeah, well, you know, in 30 years of doing this, I've seen a lot of smart things and a lot of things that people don't do. It's not so smart.
You've seen it all.
You know, seen it all for sure. You know, really, it's always so boring sometimes when the answer is they, you know, people took some time to plan. but often that, you know, believe it or not, that's actually usually the case. And I was doing a review at the end of 2022 with a client that, you know, we'd started working together in 2020 actually. So, you know, we're obviously in the middle of the COVID stuff and all that, but they were, you know, still working from home and wanting to retire. And so they wanted to start, you know, getting that plan together, making sure they had everything set up. And, And so, you know, we started looking at all the various accounts. We started doing some Roth conversions back then because, you know, with the market being down and then back up and such, you know, we put some money into foundational stuff, stuff that can't go away, stuff that, that's guaranteed. When the markets do good, they earn some good income and earn some good rates. But when the markets go down, they don't lose. And then we also had some steady income funds that pay good dividends that are less volatile. Well, of course, in 2021, everything did great, right? So they were very happy. And, you know, as everybody is, right? Nobody ever complains when everything's up.
Right.
And then, of course, 2022 came around and everything went right back down. And the nice part was that that foundational money, their statement said negative 19%, you earned zero. You know, and so that was very reassuring for them to say, wow, okay, now we know where we can take some money out of for this first year if we need some, because we know that that didn't go down, and we know we can kind of weather these storms. And that's why this process works. You know, the nice thing for me is, you know, a lot of times when you first start out doing something, you don't know if it's going to work. And especially if it's something that takes years to you know, to go through the process. But now after 30 years of doing this, you know, I can tell that our system's working very well. It's helping people get through those good and bad years. And, you know, they're doing the fun stuff they're doing, right? They're going off and doing those trips. They're doing the river cruise. And, you know, in retirement, you know, I get to see my clients doing that. And if you want to get a little bit more data, you want to set up a time to talk, or if you just want to kind of look over some of the resources we have some great stuff on paying too much in tax and how to empower yourself. All you have to do is text the word toolbox to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word toolbox, 800-454-1184, or go directly to and download it at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.